Philippians chapter 3. Marie, it's good to see you back there. Hi. God bless you. This message tonight is, I know it's you need it, but I need it. It's really for me. So I hope and pray it'll be a blessing to you. It is the truth, so it always helps. Amen?
Amen.
And it's something that every one of us needs to know and to hear. But it might not be for you in this particular time of your life, but it certainly is for me. Philippians chapter 3, let me know you're there by saying amen.
Amen.
Look with me, please, we're going to read a couple verses, and if you would, please, look, I guess, I don't know where to start with this one. Let's go 10. It says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, what's he going to do? But I follow after. He's saying I haven't obtained perfect yet, but I'm following, I'm trying to get there. I'm not nowhere perfect, he said, but I'm on my way there. And each and every one of us, whether you know it or not, you're on your way there. You're on your way to perfection. You say, well, I'll never be perfect, then you don't know the Lord. Because one day when he gives you the glorified body, you're going to be perfect.
Amen.
You're going to be like him. So then he goes on to say, and he says, well, we'll read verse 12 again. Not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Now, please look at the emphasis and the power of the scriptures of what Paul's saying. He said, brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended anything. I have not gained or gotten what I've been searching for yet. I'm growing into it. I'm going into it. Apostle Paul, the greatest Christian of all time, most powerful man. He did more work, saved more souls, did everything more. And he's telling you, I'm not even close to perfect yet, but I'm getting there. I'm on my way there. But he says, I have not apprehended this, but there's one thing I have apprehended. And that he's going to tell us what it is, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. You cannot go ahead when you're still dragging the things from behind. You cannot go ahead, reaching forward to the prize of that. Look what it says in 14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. We're moving forward. We're going ahead. Tomorrow is not today. Tomorrow is the future. And I want our futures to be bright. I want our futures to have a great future. I want my children to have a future. You to have a future. You can't look forward to the future if you're still living in the past. And Paul knew that. He knew that. He said, there's one thing I have known. One thing I've apprehended. Forgetting those things which are behind. Because if you carry those things which are behind, you can never press forward. And that's what we live in a day today that people can't seem to get past certain things. And that's where all of us deal in that realm of forgiveness. How can you move forward if you can't forgive someone that did something to you in the past? Because if you're carrying that unforgiveness, it's a ball and chain. It's a heavy weight to be carrying. And you wonder why you're not moving forward. Philippians 3:13 tells us that I have not apprehended yet, but this one thing I have. Apostle Paul said, I have learned to forget those things which are behind. I want us to learn something tonight from our apostle, our man of God that started this, the church actually, laid the foundations of it. I want you to know that he said the one thing that you need to do to go forward is you have to be able to forget what's behind. And I want you to look with me in Luke chapter 9, please. Luke chapter 9. And let's see how God lays this out for us. Luke chapter 9, look with me if you would, please, in, let me see, let's look 62, the last verse. Jesus is talking, and he says, "And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." I didn't say it. Joel Osteen didn't say it. Jesus Christ said it. He said, "No man," I don't care who you are, you can't get away from it. "No man putting his hand to the plow, going to do the work of the Lord, go forward." You know, plows don't go backward, they go forward. Plows look ahead. I've had the opportunity of doing some plowing, and the scariest part was trying to keep the line straight. Make sure the lines are straight. Man, line, you know, when you think you're straight, you look back and it goes like this. You're like, "Oh, man." And everyone knows, Mike did that one. And so, you know, but you're looking ahead. You're looking ahead. And you know what you're looking ahead to? To finish. You're looking to get that part of the field done. Amen. You're always looking ahead. And Jesus said, you can't look ahead if you keep looking back. You can't see the future. You can't get anything done if you're going to look behind. And that's why he said, you're not fit. You know what that means? It means you're not ready. So many people aren't ready to move ahead. So many people are not ready to be successful. So many people are not ready to grow, to be the person that they should be by now in the Lord, with the wisdom and the grace and the knowledge and the integrity and the character, to be able to be where they ought to be, but they're not there. And some people are unable to get there. And Christ is telling us why. Because they won't forget the things behind. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 6. Just remember what he said here. He said, "No man having put his hand to the plow and what? Looking back." And in Hebrews chapter 6, let me know when you're there by saying amen. Thank you. Hebrews 6 says this. Look at me in verse 1. "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us do what? Go on unto what?" You're supposed to be better than you are today. All of us are. We're supposed to be better. How many people can honestly say, looking at yourself, "I got a lot of work to do on me"? Yeah, amen. All of us. Apostle Paul said the same thing, so you're in good company. But the truth of the matter is we should be further along where we are spiritually, more mature. We should be in positions of wisdom and knowledge, teaching others, letting them know through what we've learned and grow. Instead of, as the Bible says it, instead of being teachers, you're one that needs to be taught again. And I know why. And it's because we aren't forgetting those things that are behind. Because when you have a hurt and somebody hurt you, that's hard to forget. It's hard to forget. But you can't go forward until you do. Apostle Paul knew a lot of people hurt him. Do you know he was betrayed by his friends? You know he was thrown in prison? You know he was beaten to death? Stoned to death, shipwrecked, so many things happened bad to him. And know what he said? He said, "I've learned whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content." He said, "I've learned not to blame people." That's what I see. The immaturity of today is everyone has someone else to blame. Everyone always has a reason, an excuse why. Forget why. How many people have ever been hurt by someone you love? It's hard to get rid of, isn't it? The hardest part is when the person hurts you and they still want to have a relationship with you. And it's hard because you have to, "Hi, how you doing? Yeah, I like you. You're nice." And inside you're like, you don't really even want to talk to them. But then you can't go forward, can you? It's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. I want you to think about finally following forward. Finally, my brother. Following forward by how? By forgetting what's behind. You can't go forward until you forget what's in the past. Forgetting those things are behind, no looking back. You know what Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 32? Who knows what the shortest verse in all the Bible is? Do you know where it's at? John 11, 32, I think it is, or 35. And that's the shortest verse. This is the next shortest verse. It says, remember Lot's wife. Three words. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. She was leaving Sodom for salvation and heading forward, but she had to look back. And she turned to a pillar of salt. Jesus said it, I didn't. He said, remember everyone. Everyone here, remember Lot's wife. No looking back. He said, anyone who puts his hands to the plow, if they look back, they're not fit. They're not ready. They're not able to go forward. And so many times of us, people go to psychologists and psychiatrists, and they're on so many different medicines and depressions and so many because of their baggage from their past. Oh my goodness, it's epidemic. And Christ says, forget about it. It's in the past. But we just seem to not be able to because we don't want to. In all reality, we don't want to let go because sometimes pain is all you have. Sometimes anger is all you have to hold on to. It motivates you. It fuels you. It's something. You know what a drug addict does? You know what a heroin addict does? A heroin addict hates heroin, hates the drug. And they say, no, I'm not going to do it no more. And then the drug calls them and says, I'm here. I'm still here. I'm your friend. I'm always there for you. Me and you can come back. And that's kind of like what anger and depression is. It's always a thing that you can go back to, which is you and that thing. And you can wallow in it. And you can feel self-pity in it. And you can feel these feelings. That's what drug addict does. Because you know why? Moving forward, you have to be able to let go of the things past. You cannot move forward. Look, I just want you to remember, finally following forward by forgetting the past. The past is past. Don't let the past hinder your future. Now, this is just because you hear it doesn't mean it's easy to do. Is forgiving easy to do? No. Depends on the degree. You know, there was a guy who stole my bike back when I was 14 years old. I think I forgave him. It's not a big deal. You know, there's people that have done things to me. I forgive them. But when you're hurt, and it's recent, and it seems to be never ending, it's always there, and you're trying to get rid of it. You know what it is? God speaking to you. God saying, let's move on to be perfect. Let's move on to perfection. You've got to forget it. And you're like, I don't want to forget it. I want that person to know how much they hurt me. I want that person to know and come to me and say gravel and say I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Or something. I want satisfaction. You know what I mean? And God's looking at you saying, you're never going to move forward until you be more perfect like Christ. Could you imagine if God kept that kind of... Imagine if God... Seriously, imagine if God kept the grudge. Just think about all the things you did if God kept the grudge. Turn with me, if you would, to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. God is amazing. You know what God is? I mean, listen, God's so many more things than what I'm going to say. God's perfect. So when we're going forward, we're moving, as the Bible says in Hebrews, we're moving towards perfection. We're moving closer to him. And as you get closer to him, his perfectness has got to rub off on you. I don't mean by osmosis. I mean you see how he is and you're going to start being like he is. Because you're walking with him, talking with him, you're learning what he's like, you're going to realize, you know what? My petty differences and my hurts aren't even worthy to touch the hem of the garment of how awesome it is being with him. I think I ought to just do what he said and forgive. Isaiah 43, are you there? Look with me, please, in verse 25. Great verse of scripture. You ought to underline it. God is speaking. He says, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. Look what he says. For my own sake, and will not remember your sins. He blots out your sins for his own sake, not for yours. Not for yours. He forgives you for his sake. Does that make sense, anyone? Do I have to elaborate? When you forgive, it's not for them, it's for you. When you forgive, it's for you. God, knowing this, said, I blot out their sins for my own sake. Because how do you think God could move forward being God, being loving, if he kept thinking about all the hurts that people did? All the sins that they did. God knows. He's perfect. He knows. I got to blot it out. And guess what? I'm God. I choose not to remember it anymore. I would like us to try to move on to perfection and try to just not remember anymore. You ever been hurt? How come we can always remember our hurts? I want you to get to the time where next time they ask you that, you say, no, I've never been hurt. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember it. You see where I'm getting at? We need to get to that place where the past is past. It doesn't haunt us. It doesn't hinder us. Because it certainly doesn't help us. We've got to not only forgive, and I believe that by forgiving is how we forget. You can never forget like God until you honestly, truly forgive. For his own sake. Because unforgiveness hinders your joy. It hinders your strength. It hinders your prosperity, your success. Jeremiah 31, 34, God says this, and I'll finish. He says, I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. God chooses to not remember. I think we have that ability. I do. I believe we have the ability, and it comes with forgiveness. So that's all I wanted to say to you tonight, because I know this is what God's saying to me. I can't go forward when I still have the hurt inside. How can you love someone if every time you see them, all you think of is the hurt? You can't. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's spend a little couple minutes alone with the Lord, shall we? As Brother Cliff plays, you can stand to your feet, you can sit, you can do whatever you want. You're in your home. This is your home. You are comfortable here. You are welcome here any way you want to be. But this altar is also open. I'm going to take a couple minutes. I'm going to be at the altar, and I'm just going to talk to the Lord because I needed this message tonight. I personally needed it. And I want to thank my Father for loving me so much that he reminded me and told me these things.